Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
As Russian forces batter Ukraine, a small theater in Needham has taken up the Ukrainian cause. Arlequin Players Theater was founded by actors who immigrated from the former Soviet Union. They launched a fundraiser for humanitarian aid and asked the creative community to help spread the word online. More from WBUR's Amelia Mason.
I don't know why my camera is not focusing.
Igor Goliak is speaking to me on Zoom from the Black Box Theater in Needham that belongs to Arlequin Players Theater, where he's artistic director. Recently, he tells me, a friend from Ukraine sent him pictures of a Black Box Theater in Kyiv that had been converted into a shelter.
And now I see people not in beds, just in just with sleeping bags on the floor and experiencing this horror in a theater that looks very much like ours.
The image hit home for Goliak, who was born in Kyiv and lived there until he was 9. He remembers a city that was always green. Now, he says, his heart bleeds, watching the war from afar.
I cry a lot watching this. It's unbearable. It's unthinkable.
So Goliak put out a video plea on Facebook for donations to aid Ukrainian citizens.
I'm standing in our Black Box Theater in Needham, Massachusetts, which I...
He asked his fellow artists to think about that theater in Kyiv.
This could be us. This is us.
Goliak's hashtag, Artists for Ukraine, began to make the rounds. People posted the donation link online, along with poems and songs. A few notable actors even shared it.
Hi, this is Mark Ruffalo, and I'm sending good prayers to...
But for the members of the nationally recognized Arlequin Players Theater, the war in Ukraine is personal. The company is made up of immigrants from the former Soviet Union. They shared their stories in pleas for donations for humanitarian aid.
I was born and grew up in a small town in Ukraine.
I was born in a former Soviet Union.
My uncle in Kyiv is a Holocaust.
My grandparents
born and raised in Moscow.
I was born in Kyiv.
To promote the fundraiser, some of the actors recited poems. One group sang a Russian folk song. A Ukrainian actress responding to the campaign recited a poem from a bomb shelter in Kyiv.
This poem is about love. Чого являєшся мені у сні? Чого звертаєш ти до мене?
A Russian artist wrote in anonymously, afraid to show public support because of Russia's crackdown on protests. An Arlequin Players Theater staffer read the letter in a Facebook post.
Forgive me, I'm afraid, and therefore I won't be able to take part in the campaign.
For Goliak, the support for the fundraiser has been gratifying. They've raised over $17,000 for Nova Ukraine, an American nonprofit helping provide humanitarian aid in Ukraine. But sometimes...
I feel helpless and...
He says there are limits to what an artist can do in times of crisis.
I can empathize. I can create warmth. I can connect people. I can help heal emotionally. But I'm not a surgeon. I can't actually close the wound. My last show that I did was called Witness. It was about the ship that traveled from Hamburg to Cuba with 900 Jews on board escaping Nazism. And when they got to Cuba, Cuba didn't accept them. America wouldn't accept them. They had to go back to Europe. A third of them died in concentration camps. And this was almost like a way for Hitler to test what would the world do. Putin is just like that, testing the world. What would they do? I don't want to do a play about this. I really don't.
One of the videos the theater shared was from an actor in Ukraine. He stands in a room with exposed beams and cracked plaster, singing the Ukrainian national anthem. Goliak says it's a song of resistance. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.
Покажем, що ми, брат.
місця козацького року.